Let us sing that song, number 51 in our hymn books. 51. Holy, holy, holy. Those who'd like to stand with me, let us stand before the Lord as we sing. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Holy. Verse 3 again. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee. Holy, thou art holy. come into your presence today. Holy God, Lord God Almighty, we come before you because you are merciful, merciful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Perfect in power, perfect in love, perfect in purity, O Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you are perfect, dazzlingly bright in your holiness. No one like our God, no one so high and holy. Oh, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Your name alone is high. You are holy, God. To which no man can approach, and yet you have made the way for us to draw near. God, perfect in love, merciful and mighty. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, praise you, praise. Of his people. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 praise you, Father, Son, and Spirit. We praise you, our Lord Most High. Hallelujah. We worship your holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, Triune God. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise to the holiest in the height. Praise his holy name. Praise you, our God. Praise you, our God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, that we can come before your presence. Come before you this morning. We read in your word that you dwell in a light unto which no man can approach. Your holiness is so dazzlingly bright and perfect. And yet you are perfect also in power. And you are of power to save sinners like us. And you're perfect in love. Oh, we thank you. Holy God, merciful and mighty, you have made a way of approach for us through the precious blood of Jesus. And we give you thanks this morning. We praise you, our great God, God of salvation, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We praise you. We praise you this morning. We thank you that we are given the privilege of drawing near to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Today we do offer ourselves to you as we come into your holy presence. We pour out our hearts. We give you ourselves, Lord. We're here in this meeting, first of all, for you, Lord. We're here for you. And we thank you that we can be here. We thank you, Lord, that you also have come to this meeting for us. And as we give ourselves to you, you do not shortchange us, but you have seen our heart's desire, and you know our longings and our needs, and you give yourself to us. You have given yourself for us. You loved us and you gave yourself for us, yet you love us today and give yourself to us. And oh, we are so thankful, thankful today. We praise you. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated. And we have another prayer that we like to pray on Sunday morning, or I do, and I'm glad when you join with me. I know you all have places of worship. Some of you are responsible for your places of worship. And we want to pray for our home churches, don't we? Pray that God will bless. Lord, this is your day, and we thank you that it's a day set aside for us to come before you and worship you and look into your word and consider you and receive from your fullness. Help us, Lord, and help us in our home churches. Bless our dear brothers and sisters that are gathered in our home churches this morning. Come to them. We pray for them, Lord. And we pray for those who are charged with the responsibility of leading the worship and sharing from your word. Bless them. Bless them, O Lord, today. Give them your faith, your anointing, your thoughts, your words. O Lord, let it be a day when your word goes forth. Thank you for the power in this message. And we pray that the good seed of your word shall fall on good ground today and bring forth much fruit for the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord. Bless in our home churches, Lord, the families, the church families to which we belong. You know every situation and every need, Lord, and we just look to you to draw hearts touch lives, meet needs. Today we pray, let Jesus be magnified. We ask you, Lord, that on this day, not just now in our home churches, but we thank you that we belong to a great family throughout this whole world of people who know and love you. And we pray that wherever they gather, you will pour out your Spirit today. And wherever your word goes forth, we pray that the gospel shall triumph today. We pray that there shall be the conviction of sin as the Holy Spirit makes the Word of God to have a real impact. Let the Spirit convict of sin. Let the light of God's truth shine into our darkened minds and hearts. Oh, Lord, shine into our hearts today and throughout the whole world. We know there is so much darkness, and we pray that your light shall shine, and we pray that there shall be a mighty drawing to Jesus today. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust you, and we can believe that you are bringing glory to your great name today on this your day. Thank you, Lord, and we will rejoice on this day and be glad in you. Amen. Amen. So at home this morning, I wasn't home last Sunday, so I don't know if they did what they were up to, which would have been Psalm 42. But at home we are reading from Psalm 43 as part of our worship. And here are some wonderful verses after the psalmist expresses his need and his conflict. He says this. He prays this, send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. I guess that's encouraging yourself. Someone said that recently. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, and that's what this is. Soul, I bless the Lord, oh my soul, do it. And here too, soul, put your hope in God. Why this discouragement? Why this turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Praise the Lord. Number 2 in our hymn books. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Did you know that the writer to this song, he's a German. And as you see, he died as a young man, only 30 years. I understand he went to church one Sunday with his friends with the express purpose of mocking what was going on there. That was why he went. You didn't come for that reason, I hope. But that's why he went to church. And God got a hold of his life. And by the way, his family has a valley named after him. He came from a prominent family. His name is Joachim Neander, and you have heard of Neanderthal, that's tall, Neander Valley Man, right? That comes from, well, he didn't create it, but he created this song as the Lord helped him to it. That was found in this valley named after this man's family. So that's just a little bit of trivia. I think the more important thing is that God got a hold of his life and changed him so that there was this great praise. I once was in a a big meeting, and there was a song leader that really knew what he was doing. I was quite impressed with the music at this place. And he would give background to the songs that he chose. And that's where I learned about Neanderthal man having a connection. But I also learned about him finding the Lord when his heart, he had no intention of finding the Lord, but God was after him. And then this brother who was leading said this. Obviously, this is his own opinion, but it was an informed opinion, I felt. He said, "This is one of the greatest hymns you're ever going to sing." I think that too. So let's stand again, if you can, and sing it.
Let the
gladly we adore you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. How great is our God, great and glorious Lord. We worship and adore you, and we praise you, Lord, for all that you are, and all that you mean to us, and all that you have done for us. Oh, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Let us be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. We often hear of the Shrek family history. At least I seem to hear of it quite often, because it's a very wonderful history. Linda said last night that her father-in-law came from Yugoslavia in 1948, was it? And her mother-in-law, too, Johnny Shrek, married Elsa Baumgartner, and there were 10 orphan children that came over to New York after, or at that time. At that time, in 1948, they were met by, or the founder of this camp was made aware of their plight, and brought them over to the church in New York. And there were 6 Shreks and 4 Baumgartners. And I just want to tell you that one of them, with whom we have not had much contact, he lived in Florida. One of them died last night, and that was Peter Baumgartner. And that means there's only one of the 4 Baumgartners left. And I spoke to him right before meeting, and we mentioned that there were 4 of you, and now you're the last one. And the thing that was expressed was that the heart is drawn closer to Jesus and closer to heaven as these things are considered. But just want to pray with you for this family, the Baumgartner family. Paul is the one I spoke to. He's the youngest, and he's a dear man, a dear servant of the Lord, and he has worked around this place so gladly. And in our church, he has a talent to work with his hands, and he's given of himself and his energy to do that so gladly and freely. And we love Paul, and he's the last one. His sister Elsa went to be with the Lord last June, and of course she was the one that was right there. In fact, she lived in Woodhaven, where I live, so, and served the Lord among us in New York City for many years, and she's also there with the Lord now. We just want to remember Paul this morning, dear Lord, because we know that you have a comfort for his heart and a strengthening by your grace today. I thank you, Lord, that you can brighten hope and cause it to abound through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I believe you have done that in his heart. And we just want to pray that you will continue to do that and cause hope to abound, as that verse in Romans says, that the God of hope may fill with all joy and peace in believing in Jesus. And that we as your people may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do that for Paul. Yes. and for Gwen. They were here in the meeting last Sunday morning. Dear Lord, just bless them. They're in their home church today. I pray that you'll speak to their hearts, that you'll lift them just closer to yourself. Bear them up in these days, we pray, and strengthen them and comfort them in this time of loss. For your name's sake, we pray. And everyone else who grieves, we know there is family there in Florida also, and we just pray for all of them. And we pray for your working in their hearts, drawing them closer to you. Oh, Lord, we just pray that you will speak at this time. Speak your word and bring your light and your life for your name's sake and for your glory, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love to sing, don't we? You noticed that. Someday it'll be different. I think it'll be better, don't you? Fanny Crosby song says, someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, what joy when I awake within the palace of the king. So when I have thought of that song, I'm going to stop singing. No, it means no more as now. It's going to be better. That's what I think. The heavenly choir has to sound better, even better. You guys sound great, but I'm trying to get myself out of that one. You sound great, but it's going to be better to join with all those of the redeemed who praise the Lord around the throne. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, let's do this. If we were home and you were there and I didn't forget, I would look to Cheryl, Sister Cheryl, and I would say, Sister Cheryl is celebrating her birthday today. And then I would say, do you have a song that you particularly like that we could sing with you? That's what I would do. We're not home, but we're doing it anyway. And today's her birthday. We want to rejoice with her. Who else? Today's your birthday and you didn't tell anybody? Do we have to sing two songs? We already sang a few. No, we can. We have time. So wow, that's great. Two. You're both on the pilgrim journey. Praise the Lord. Together, right? Wonderful. What's your song?
All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
Good song. Let's sing that with Sister Cheryl. And do you have the number?
365.
Wow, that's good. Yes. May you know His guidance each day of this coming year. 365.
Maybe we could take this time to take our morning offering, which is for the ministry here at Pilgrim Camp. I would like to thank the Lord for the ministry here at Pilgrim Camp. Before we sing, I'm privileged, as some others here in this room are, to hear the various ministers throughout the summer. And they're all different, they all have different styles. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And it struck me before when Brother Eddie prayed for the various churches and for those churches that we don't know worldwide, how the Word of God goes forth. And maybe sermons aren't, maybe they may be in nominal churches, but I believe when the Word of God goes forth, no matter who speaks it or who says it or what type of a sermon there is, the Word of God is quick and powerful. And I'm thankful that in this fellowship, the stress, the importance of the Word of God has always been in the forefront. And the Word of God, as we know, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is alive. The Word of God is alive as we look into it daily in our devotions or when we hear it from the pulpits. And all that the Word of God may continue to grow to go out, to go forth, not only in this place, but throughout the world and in our churches.
Oh,
amen.
Amen. Help us. Help us. Amen.
Well, I was going to say you could remain seated for this one, but we like to stand when we bring our offering to the Lord. So those who can, let's stand together. Tender shepherd care. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be seated. Hallelujah. 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 So I'm grateful for your kindness, generosity, and I'm thankful for the ministers that also that Brother Paul spoke of that share in the ministry here at camp. I'm thankful for last night, what we heard. And I heard that Brother Kenny Friedman is heading up our way to be with us in the meeting tonight and tomorrow morning. I heard that message from the office and got me to wondering, did they, you know, send down an SOS to the city? I'm just not sure. But anyway, either way, I'm happy that Brother Kenny is here. He's going to be here. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to that. But Sister Mary, would you mind? I know you wouldn't mind. Shouldn't even say it that way. Would you please lead us in prayer for Sister Cheryl and Sister Anne Marie, please. Thank you.
We so much, Lord, that we can have fellowship one with another. And truly, our fellowship is with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and the Savior of our soul. Thank you for coming to these two women and saving their souls. Thank you for helping them to grow and to get through messy parts of life, and then to lead them into a life of joy in serving you, in seeking you, in finding you. Thank you for making your word alive and real in their hearts, and being their leader and guide. Yeah. I've seen these two women over the years just walk with you in joy and in sorrow. You are a faithful God. And we thank you for that. We pray that this year ahead will just be filled with your leading, Lord. Mm-hmm. I love that fact that you can be our guide. And as they reach out to you, Lord, I pray that you will bless them abundantly.
Yes,
that that your word will become real and alive in a new way to them.
Yes.
I pray, too, that you will give them joy as they walk with you. Give them hands that are able to serve you. A mind that is able to grasp that God is faithful.
Yes.
We thank you for all that you will do for them in this coming year, and commit the keeping of their souls to you.
Amen.
And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Guide me, O
thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou.
He was arrested in 2012 in Iran. He was sentenced to 8 years because he is a Christian. In the worst prison of Iran, he is very ill. He is 34 right now. He has a wife and two children here in America. He's a pastor of the Assemblies of God.
Mm-hmm.
He was born originally in Iran. I just want to keep his name is Saeed Abedini.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been praying since 2012 that he would be released. There are other three Americans also in Iran right now that have been under arrest, and there's no chance for them to come out of it unless the Lord intercedes.
Yes.
And so those of you that are intercessors, the Lord has called me for many years to be an intercessor. We need to pray for this man. This man has served the Lord. He gave his heart to Jesus when he was 19 years old. As an Islamic, he gave his heart to Jesus Christ, and he committed himself, his life. He's 34. But he's in prison in northern Iran, one of the worst prisons in the world. And as you know, the weather has gone up to Iran to about 128. It's been a tremendous heat wave in that part of the world. And so we are concerned from our hearts. And I'd like to read to you his condition right now. I received a letter from Jay Sokoloff, who represents us Christians in America, I'd like to know, at Washington. They represent American Christians that are going under persecution by our government at this point, and also the Christians that are being incarcerated throughout the world for their faith. And so Brother Jay sent me a note, and his name is Saeed, S-A-E-E-D, Abedini, A-B-E-D-I-N-I. He's 34-year-old. He's a pastor, a father, and a husband. He's from Idaho. Is in prison in one of the most notorious prisons because of his Christian faith. Now, none of us can say we are being persecuted because of our faith. We have privileges beyond our description. This is a man of God. And it said he has been held for more than 1,000 days, suffering torture, solitary confinement, and other forms of abuse, and has been denied medical treatments for infections resulting from beatings and denied surgery. He is bleeding internally. His wife was on the 700 Club, and she told us the description of what's happening. prison medical personnel have refused the treason because Christians are considered in Iran to be unclean and also infidels. The United States Congress passed unanimously in favor of demanding Saeed's release. Multiple nations have joined the call, and LCLJ, which is Brother Jay's organization, petitions calling for Saeed's freedom, has actually millions of signatures have gone forth, many from here in the U.S. Christians. And so we need to pray. The devil, like a roaring lion, wants to destroy this man's life. I believe with all my heart, because I believe in prayer, consider the word of God. And so I know that the Lord has a purpose for him to be there. Many lives, I'd like you to know, we're getting reports through the assembly, that their lives by the thousands that are coming to Jesus Christ in Iran today. And so we can rejoice, because souls are coming out of Islam darkness into the privilege of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is the underground church in Iran. And so I just want to share with you, if you believe in prayer, according to God's word, we must pray for his servant. He is suffering greatly there in Iran. So whether the Lord allows him to release, but we need to know that he's in the Lord's hands, and God will take care of him no matter what the circumstances are. And so please pray. This is my request this morning on the Lord's Day. I want to share that with you, because our hearts should grieve at this time, because there is persecution primarily on the part of the world against us Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so thank you for listening to me, and that the Lord bless you.
Thank you. So, Sister Provy, I knew someone was sitting over there, but you were blocked. I didn't realize that till I heard your voice. Nice to see you. God bless you, and to hear you. Lord, you commanded us in your word to pray for one another, and especially, it says, for those that are bound as bound with them. Now, Lord, as our sister said, it's hard for us to enter into this. We have it so good. And we enjoy our freedoms, and we thank you for them, Lord. And we pray, long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. And yet, our hearts go out to those who are bound. And then it says, to those who suffer adversity as being also in the body. Lord, they are members of you with us. And we do want to remember this brother in particular that has been called to our attention, this pastor, and pray for him. He's been, his case has been publicized quite a bit, and certainly many people are remembering him and praying for him. And we want to join with them and pray that there shall come this release, O Lord. We pray for him and for his family, and we just pray that you will touch him and make a change, Lord, even in the prison. Oh, Lord, it sounds like the conditions are terrible. So we just pray that you will make a change for him, and then that you will bring him out. And for all, Lord, like him, throughout the world who are bound or who are suffering adversity, we thank you that you see and you know and you care, and we pray that you will, O Lord, be especially near to these ones. We would pray, Lord, that you will bring your help, your strength, so that they can be sustained in hours of deep trial. We pray for abundance of grace. We also pray for deliverance. We pray, O Lord, that you will bring them out. And Lord, we just ask you to give them grace to stand and let your name be glorified in every case. O Lord, we see in your word that people who had great faith were sometimes put to death and terrible things happened, and yet your name was glorified. We just want to pray that your grace shall be ministered in every case, that your will shall be done, and that your glory shall be seen throughout the earth, Lord. It says the whole earth shall be filled with your glory. So we pray that you will cause your works to be seen, and your deliverance to be granted. We pray for release, Lord. There are too many cases like this where it seems the enemy gets the upper hand. And Lord, we just want to be faithful. We want to be faithful in prayer because we know it does make a difference when we unite and call upon you. And together we do that today, Lord. Touch our hearts, Lord. We pray that you will touch our hearts so that we will truly, truly stand with these who are in such places, Lord, of difficulty and danger, Lord. We pray that you will bless them, strengthen them, and bring them out for the glory of your name. Hallelujah. We know the king's heart is in your hand, too, and that there's no power that can stand against yours. And though the conflict rages, we know that the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. So, Lord, give us a better and greater and clearer sight of this, of you as over all, Lord, and help us to be 100% in faith and devotion to you, and also for your cause throughout this world. We pray for your name's sake, O Lord Jesus. We know you're a great Savior, a mighty Captain, and we just pray that you will glorify your name in all the earth more and more, and show forth your glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 One of our ministers was telling me about a man who moves in these circles where he's close to people that are imprisoned for their faith, and he says, you know, some of these people, I'm not speaking for this gentleman, Pastor Saeed, I don't know about him, but he said, this other minister from Eastern Europe said, you know, some of these people who are incarcerated and going through great difficulty for the cause of the gospel, real suffering and persecution, they pity us in the West. And it kind of makes you think, they pity us. And that strikes me then. And he said, I'm again not saying that it's wrong to pray for Saeed's release. I think it's right, absolutely right. But he said that they would say, don't pray for our release as much as pray that we will stand strong for Jesus and always shine, bring glory to him. And I'm sure this brother is doing that, and his family as well. But it's interesting that is the real cry of their hearts, that they might stand strong for Jesus. Like the martyrs I was just talking about with my cousin Tim, who was here, some of them who went to the stake. I remember reading about two of them walking to being burned at the stake, and one was a little bit I guess he was a bit frightened and hesitant. Is that so hard to understand? But the other one said, let's be strong. Let's not show them. Let's play the man. This is the day. We're here. Praise the Lord. This is the day we've been living for. So they had that you know, that attitude and that approach to it all. I sit around the fire as I was just talking to Tim about that. Then we sat around that fire on the beach, and I thought, man, it must hurt to be burned at the stake. Wow, that must be painful. And these men and women went to their deaths triumphantly, you could say, victoriously by God's grace. So many of them, the temptation, I'm sure, would be to recant. You know, I think sometimes there must be ways to rationalize behaviors. Someone told me, you make an excuse for everybody. Well, some people are like that. They can rationalize things, you know. And I guess I make more excuses for myself than for anybody. But you can rationalize things that you do, you know. Well, I didn't really mean it. I didn't bow inside. I bowed, you know, but not inside. But oh, what a wonderful thing it is when we stand strong for Jesus. And so this brother said, that's what they want you to pray. If you can still pray, that was the idea, you Western Christians, if you can still pray, pray for us that will stand for Jesus, that will have grace to stand for Jesus. And of course, we want to see God's glory in every case. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Anne Marie, you know what? Remind me, I want you to choose a song, but we'll do it this afternoon. Okay. Is that good?
Perfect.
Okay. Everybody remind me. Do you want us to sing it with you, or would you like to do one?
Oh, I want all of you to sing loudly.
With you, okay. So happy to have with us all of you. I have to be careful. I really mean that. But I heard that there are some that are leaving after this meeting or after lunch. And sorry that you have to leave, Brother Vim and Sister Chu Ping. But I've been so glad to be here with you. And I'm thankful. They come to our church in New York. They're busy there serving the Lord in school. And Sister Chu Ping teaches tomorrow at her has her class on Monday and Wednesday. And so she has to get back there. She's a college or university professor. They're both professors. You know, I remember Brother Wannenmacher, when we went to visit him in Springfield, Philip Wannenmacher, his church was right next to, I think they share the parking lot with the Gospel Publishing House and the headquarters of the Assemblies of God, and he's gone to be with the Lord. But I remember him saying the college professors come here, and important people from the headquarters come here. Sometimes on Sunday morning, I have more than 50 PhDs in the audience, and I never finished high school. Can you imagine? So he had a lot of a lot of courage. Well, we have PhDs here, and I think I finished high school, but I hardly remember anything that I learned. So, praise the Lord. We're looking at Jesus this weekend. I told at the beginning how on Friday morning I got the theme, at least for me, that the direction that I should go from a little girl whom we love. She comes to our Sunday school, and her family has come for a long time. Don't tell her I called her a little girl. I think of her as a little girl. She's working on staff already. But she said, could we please sing my favorite song? And it was, turn your eyes upon Jesus. And there was that phrase, there's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. And I thought, what will they think when I tell them that the theme is the same as it's been every year forever? We're just going to look to Jesus. That's what we're doing. We're turning our eyes upon Jesus, and we're looking at Him. And when we do, we see one who is altogether lovely, one whose beauty surpasses anything and everything, and also goes beyond our imagination and our highest ideals. Oh, for a glimpse of Jesus. Oh, for a clearer sight of Jesus. Oh, for light, light, brighter light, light, there's light for a look at the Savior. And life more abundant and free. And I believe that as we have been looking into the Word of God, the Holy Spirit has helped us to see Jesus. He has. You've perhaps been doing this for many, many years, but you know that the Holy Spirit, Jesus said this would be an office of His. The Holy Spirit shines above bright light on Jesus and helps us to see Him as big, as great, as the altogether lovely One. Holy, perfect, as we sang, powerful, gracious, merciful, glorious, wonderful. I remember one time when our pastor said, let's stop using that wonderful. Let's not let it become so common. Let's use it for Jesus. That was, and for the things of God alone. That's what he said. It wasn't a command. In fact, I remember on the way home, we were kids then, and my father, of course, had to stay and close up the church. And so people from the church brought us home, my mother and the three of us. Cars were a little bigger then, you know, they had three seats across the front. And anybody remember that? And the three in the back. So they had room. I remember this one, the wife of the couple that brought us home, she said, I don't know if I believe that. She actually said that in the car. I don't know if I'm going to do that. Wonderful, only for Jesus, you know. And I said, Uncle Han said that. How could you not do it? That was Uncle Han's. That's what I said inside. But Jesus is wonderful. And actually, so many years ago, Elsie Keller died last year. She actually practiced that right to the end of her life. I remember we had a lunch together in church on Wednesdays, the day of prayer, a group of us. And Elsie, somehow that came up. Elsie never used the word wonderful. See, some people took Uncle Hans to heart. Except in connection with Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. She could sing that one. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. She could sing that one too. Oh, how wonderful He is. And everything about Him. Jesus is wonderful. And I guess because of the true meaning of that word, it really only applies to Him, or to things that are really wonderful, you know, that go beyond the ordinary, and come into the realm of wonder and amazement. As we sang last night, oh, what wonder! How amazing! Jesus, glorious King of Kings, deigns to call me his beloved. Let me rest beneath his wings. All for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Our souls to recover, his blood makes us worthy, his spirit to hover. God gave him a ransom, our souls to recover. Jesus, the Son of God, his blood made us worthy, his spirit to hover. Jesus, the Son of God. Blood has made us worthy. Hallelujah. But oh, how wonderful to know that your spirit dwells within, and your spirit hovers even in this meeting, Lord. Speak to our hearts, oh, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Draw everyone into a lovership with you, Lord. Strengthen my love for you today. Amen. Hallelujah.